Hey there, amazing humans. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life. Buckle up because today we're diving into something truly powerful. Forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh no, not another self-help cliche, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about liberating you from the chains of resentment that weigh us down. Think of it like this. Holding onto anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you far more than anyone else, right? We've all been there. That gut-wrenching feeling when someone hurts us, betrays our trust, or just plain messes up. It can be so tempting to stew in that bitterness, replaying the situation over and over in our heads. But here's the thing. Staying stuck in that cycle only keeps you captive. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about setting yourself free. Today, I want to give you some real tools, some actionable steps to help you practice forgiveness and move forward without letting resentment hold you back. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself, embrace the process, and let go of the weight that's been dragging you down. Ready? Let's dive in. 5 key takeaways for mastering forgiveness. 1. Understand it's about you, not them. This is crucial. Forgiveness isn't saying what they did was okay or excusing their behavior. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you. Think of it this way. You have the power to choose how you respond to a situation, even if the other person isn't willing to apologize or take responsibility. You get to decide whether you let those negative emotions control you or whether you rise above them. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Bottling up your emotions will only make things worse. Let yourself feel the anger, sadness, betrayal, whatever comes up. Don't judge yourself for these feelings, they're valid. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even expressing those feelings through creative outlets like art or music can be incredibly helpful. 3. Practice empathy. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but trying to understand where they came from. Maybe they were hurting, insecure, or simply made a mistake. Recognizing their humanness might not erase the pain, but it can help you shift your perspective and find a little compassion. 4. Focus on letting go. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. It takes time, effort, and sometimes several tries. Be patient with yourself. Visualize releasing those negative emotions like letting go of a helium balloon, watch them float away lighter than air. 5. Choose to move forward. This is where the real magic happens. Once you've taken those steps towards forgiveness, consciously choose to move forward. Focus on building healthy relationships, pursuing your passions, and creating a future filled with joy and positivity. Real-world example. The coffee shop snafu. Ever had that experience? You're running late for work, desperate for caffeine, and order your usual latte only to be handed a cold, burnt mess. It's infuriating. You want to lash out at the barista, but what would that achieve? Instead of letting that moment ruin your day, try this. Take a deep breath. Acknowledge your frustration, it's totally valid. Then, consider the barista might be having a tough day too, maybe they're dealing with a long line, a broken machine, or a personal issue. Choose to move forward gracefully. Politely ask for a fresh latte and remember, even the smallest act of kindness can brighten someone's day. You'll feel lighter and more empowered, and who knows? Maybe your barista will learn a valuable lesson about compassion too. So, what does this all mean? Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or excusing bad behavior, it's about taking back your power, healing from the hurt, and choosing to move forward with grace and strength. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of resentment so you can embrace life filled with joy, peace, and genuine connections. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and forgiveness both from others and most importantly from yourself. Now go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. Let's spread the love, one empowered human at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.